could reach you, I'd do a fist bump.
Yes.
Good for you that you have a counselor. All healthy humans need a counselor. I am not a counselor. I want to always make it clear. I do not go down the therapist road. I am a wellness alignment coach. Very different.
Yeah.
And we all need a good counselor. We just do.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Run Lead Gen Radio, your go-to podcast for all things business, business growth, and digital marketing with your hosts, Quinn.
And Brian.
And today, you guys, we are so excited to have Beth Young with Five Pillars of Health. She is awesome. So we are going to learn a little bit about Beth and what she's doing. Let's start off, Beth. Go ahead and give us a little introduction. Tell us who you are. How did you get into this? Give us the basic spiel of Beth Young.
Why I'm who I am.
That's right.
So Beth Young started like everyone as a little kid. But I grew up in a home where lifestyle choices were not good choices.
Sure.
A lot of smoking, drinking, not good foods, you know, meat and potatoes only, that kind of stuff. And I noticed as a teenager, wow, that has an impact on the physical health, the mental health, what goes on in our home.
Yeah.
And I decided there were certain things I didn't want to do. And so I quit. I never started some of those things. And then over time, I realized more and more the impact of what we put in our body has a dramatic impact on so many things. And it took a while to get my business, and we'll get to that in a minute, but
okay.
I was 50 before I started my business.
Wow.
Because I put myself through school arresting shoplifters, getting my criminal justice degree.
Oh my goodness.
Who would have thought, don't mess with me, I can put you in a full Nelson, right?
That's right.
But it came in handy when I had five teenagers at the same time too. So it's an evolution, but it always was, the underlying piece was, I saw what I didn't want to be. So I was trying to explore what did I need to do to be what I wanted to be. And so that's what I've become. I've evolved into someone who really gets the science behind my five pillars. It took a while to figure out what are the key things we need to be healthy. Because there's a lot of ideas out there that are popular for a year or two or 5 years, and then all of a sudden they're not, because now you've got hardened arteries because you're eating all the bacon and not the veggies and, you know, or the fruits and stuff. So that's kind of, that's Beth.
It.
I'm very compassionate. I love to help my community. So I'm a little over-engaged in it, but I'm doing better.
I love it.
So that's the short
that tells
version.
Us how you got here. Now tell us a little bit about what it is, what is here? What is Five Pillars of Health?
Okay. So Five Pillars of Health, it's not a word, or it's actually a lifestyle.
Okay.
When people are putting things in their body, they're either fueling it or they're filling it full of toxins. And so I won't get on all my soapboxes, but if you're drinking soda pop, stop.
It's my worst vice, honestly.
Okay. And I still love you, Brian. but here, there's just so many studies out there, and we know the difference. We all just had Thanksgiving and we had that food coma. Well, that happens not necessarily just because of the turkey and the tryptophan, but it's all the carbs we're putting in and all the sugars we're putting in. And that makes us sleepy. Yeah. And so there's things we can do to find that health and wellness. And so that's, as I was trying to navigate, okay, what really matters? It's the five pillars. Nutrition. What are we fueling our body with? Movement. That's the nice word for exercise.
Okay.
But it's movement if you enjoy it. I love playing pickleball. I would gladly play that every day for 2 hours, then run around the block for 2 hours.
Right.
I just
I'm right there with you.
Right.
I love pickleball.
We love pickleballers.
We have to play. Have you ever played over there, right?
Yeah, Quinn and I.
We do.
Quinn and I play quite a bit when it's warm, especially.
Okay. We'll have to bring our spouses and challenge,
let's
do this round robin challenge thing going on. It'd be fun. The third one that people don't always think about is social connection. It's really important. Like during COVID, we saw how that really impacted mental health, but physical health too. So that social connection is important. And it doesn't mean you can't have friends that suck your energy, but you don't want all your friends to be sucking your energy. You want to have friends that lift you, inspire you, and you want to be that light in the room that when people walk in, you feel the change. I mean, like right now we're not seeing all these walls move, but the molecules are moving in the wall.
Right.
So when we come in this room, I brought an energy in, you guys brought an energy in, and we want to be around energies like when we're in BNI, where it just elevates us.
Yeah.
So that's really important. The fourth one is restorative sleep. I'm not just saying you were unconscious for 2 to 8 hours, but it actually was restorative. So the quality of sleep is really important. And there's ways that we all can have that good quality sleep. And then the last one is mindfulness, stress management. And what I discovered is that stress management component is woven amongst all the others. If I'm stressed, I want to eat crap. If I'm stressed, I don't want to work out. If I'm stressed, my relationships are impacted. If I'm stressed, I don't sleep. And so that's why of all those things, I thought, oh, now I have to be an expert in all these things. I learned I don't have to because I'm just helping people get started and they can go down a track. But if they have a real issue with maybe they got food issues, like I don't eat gluten, dairy, or refined sugar. And that means my arthritis is under control. I don't get migraines and I have energy. It doesn't mean you all have to stop doing gluten, but I would encourage you all to stop refined sugar and dairy. I'll get on that soapbox. We're not cows, okay? So there's certain things we just need to not put in our body.
Sure.
So those are the things. And so when I started doing Tai Chi, I became a certified Tai Chi instructor because it changes the feeling in the person and in the room if we just take a moment to be mindful with a scientific approach. There's over 700 medical studies of the benefits of Tai Chi and Qigong. So we'll do some Tai Chi today.
Yes.
And you will feel a difference just in a short amount of time. Wednesday, yesterday, no, 2 days ago, I was in the local prison. I help with the female inmates once a month. And I had nine ladies we were working with and we sat and talked about resilience a little bit, noticing when our body's talking to us. But then we got up and did Tai Chi and I warned them, you might have an emotional release. You might cry. You might feel giddy. And as we were just doing the breathing, the girl next to me started giggling because she's like, I've never felt this before.
Yeah.
The other person, because we have to go in two in there, the other lady that was there as a volunteer with me, she started weeping. And I just kept winking at her like, it's okay, just let it go. Because our eyes, I was taught this by Mike Neff, your eyes are the closest organ to your brain because they help your brain release when it needs a release. When we're angry, when we're sad, those hormones need to come out. So cry, please, men, cry.
Yeah.
It's getting out. And if you don't, you're literally torturing your brain.
Yeah.
And so in that moment, we were getting that release, but then we could learn because we let go of those blocks. So as you can tell, I really
love
what I do.
And I love how passionate you are. And this is one thing that we love about Beth and a high reason why we want, she's very passionate. Beth is Beth. And you're going to find that in the time here today that
put on your seatbelt.
What she's doing, she lives, she fully believes and is passionate about. And that's something that resonates with me. You know, we've talked about passion before and how passion fuels us. And it's the lens with which we perceive life and do things through. But I do want to share a personal experience that I think jives with this conversation. So I felt like throughout my high school to adulthood, I was always interested in lifting weights and it was always very superficial, right? I wanted to have the muscles and
six pack.
I was always consistent, but I was never huge. But about 2020 hit when COVID hit and I was diving really deep into my career. That's when I was spending a lot of time at the computer. I was spending a lot of time mastering my craft. And then all of a sudden my social was taken away and just the structure of our lives were just changed, which I have a whole spiel on that, which I will tell you another time. But basically in 2020, I built my basement. I built a shed. I did yard stuff. I was like trying to like get this out of me that was pent up. And I ended up, building a gym and I ran 1,000 miles that year and. Wow. It's all about the company I was working for right up until COVID, until we were working from home, had a soda fountain. And so I could just get soda anytime, any day.
Oh boy, that's trouble.
So I started making some active changes in my life. I limited myself to one soda a week. I allowed myself to say, and this is still a lifestyle that I hold today. I wanted to be able to make it maintainable. And as a young person who loves soda, I had to make it something that I could do. So one soda a week was the thing. And then we have made an active effort to make exercise part of our business and our life. But I'll tell you right now, despite all the efforts that I've made and the progress that I've made, I feel like I'm a pretty healthy person. Mm-hmm. I have struggled with mindfulness and the ability to manage stress. That is to this day, my vice. I cannot. So I meet with I have a counselor and I work through that. But it's not easy. It's something just like exercise, just like the rest. You have to kind of practice because I've done some of these mindful courses and with you, I hear the voice saying, okay, you're going to have intrusive thoughts and they're going to come in and let them come in and go. And immediately I get the intrusive thoughts and I can't let them go. And I just start going crazy. And this is also why then I don't have restful sleep. So I definitely resonate with these five pillars. I've seen the benefits of what they do when I implement them correctly and the downfalls or pitfalls when I don't. So absolutely real, substantial, life-changing things that Beth talks about. So I want to get into some of that. Let's do it.
Well, let's sidetrack for a minute.
Please.
First of all, if I could reach you, I'd do a fist bump.
Yes.
Good for you that you have a counselor. All healthy humans need a counselor. I am not a counselor. I want to always make it clear. I do not go down the therapist road. I am a wellness alignment coach. Very different.
Yeah.
And we all need a good counselor. We just do. I am regularly talking with one and it really makes a difference. My jury's going to make noise and that's okay.
That's all right.
But it's really important and we need to get rid of that stigma. So I really appreciate you being vulnerable and sharing that with us because we all should have someone that we can talk to that is wiser than we are and has science behind them.
And fortunately, I had wise people in my family. So my brother-in-law, when I first got married, he was like, hey, don't wait till your marriage has problems to see a marriage counselor,
right?
You know, learn the tools. So we started doing that early and I guess if there was ever a stigma in my mind, it was quickly removed. Mm-hmm. But, then we took like emotional resilience courses through our church and things like that. And we found that, gosh, we learn a lot of tools in school and in church, but we don't really learn some of these tools that you learn as you work with a counselor, as you work through emotional resilience. And I've been so appreciative of those tools that I wish they taught us in school. I can recite the quadratic formula to date, right? But what about these tools of dealing with when anger comes up or when, personally, when I can't control my anxiety and all the things that I want to control and I can't, what do I do with that? And how do I handle that? So it's been really valuable for me, but yeah. I have a long way to go. So.
Well, and I can only imagine where you're getting those tools from professionals in those facets that some of these other facets like nutrition and some of these things people aren't even aware of. Yeah. There's tools and methods mm-hmm. for that as well that people just aren't even aware of.
And I will.
You don't know what you don't know, right?
Yes.
That's right. I will just quickly pitch and plug. This is a common theme in all of our podcasts. We have found, and I think more so since we've been business owners, hire people who know what they're doing to help you be better. Because otherwise, the time that it takes to do it otherwise, it's too slow and you burned out. Not that you can't. You certainly there are things that you can DIY, right? But we've found that the more that we've specialized and niched and, you know, we can provide a good service and partnership to people, there are us in other industries, right? And so, you know, hiring out the handyman to come fix the doors that I built wrong, you know, is so much better. And that also then helps me manage my stress when I have the right people in place. You know, we've got the right tax guy, we've got the right insurance people, we have those people in place. So hire out your people because it does help you then find success quicker and not burn out. So that's my little soapbox.
I yes. love the soapbox. And I love that you were talking about the things you learned in school. Here's something really cool. In Davis County here in Utah, yeah. they have it's a science-based course. I'm trained in that. And they have 53 different sixth grade classes where they do a 6-week resilience course that
wow.
they weave it in once a week. And so these kids are learning what will serve them their whole life.
Yeah.
But it's cool. Never too late to learn it. I have taught it. In fact, it's part of my 8-week coaching program because I value so much that we've got to recognize what our body's trying to tell us. We all get headaches. Is it because of food? Is it because I'm stressed? Is it because I was in an environment that had some smell in it that got me?
Right.
What is it? And we don't listen. We just take Excedrin. That's what I did for years and years.
Yeah.
And then finally I thought, this is not good. And so I digress. Anyway,
exactly.
I had a brain tumor and it wasn't because of causing the headaches, but thank goodness we found it because we named it Willie. They got it out before
wow.
I started having seizures.
Oh my goodness.
But that still didn't stop my headaches. It was what I was eating.
Well.
So, but we found a tumor. So I will forever be grateful
sure.
for headaches,
oh, yeah. wow.
but we need to be aware of
my
what's our body trying to tell us. And so we'll do that a little bit today.
And I will say, I'm a believer of modern medicine. I'm not saying that, but I have off, and you can ask my wife, she'll be like, you should have some ibuprofen. And I'm like, I'm always hesitant because I'm afraid of what I'm telling, what I'm masking. What is my body trying to tell me that I'm masking, right?
You're wise.
And so it's been an innate nature. I just, I feel like myself, if I take that, then it's not hurting anymore. I'm more prone to do whatever I did to hurt it or otherwise, you know? So, I think that unfortunately we do rely heavily on solving the symptom.
Right.
Right.
And that's where I really believe in blending both Eastern and Western medicine, because the Eastern side helps you be a little bit more mindful about what's going on, and they're a little bit less intrusive. Although I have acupuncture every 5 weeks too, but it's like, it's saved my life after our accident. So
I wanted to, we'll have to talk about that because that's one thing I have not ever tried. I'm a big believer of massage and I absolutely, and Trish is awesome, by the way, if anybody's local, but yes. But I have not tried acupuncture, so I'm curious your thoughts there.
They're really, really thin needles, so you hardly feel them go in. In fact, most of them, I don't feel them go in. I will have them because we had a really bad accident. So at that time, I would feel them because the muscles were all wonked out with the whiplash and everything and my jaw. Several in my head, on my neck, down my arms, in the palms of my hands, on my shins, on my feet. I felt, of all those, I felt maybe three go in. And it was always ones where the muscles were just, you know, really messed up. So you can kind of feel them go in.
And what's the byproduct? What happened? I mean, once you do, if you experience...
Well, for me, relief. After our accident, I had a traumatic brain injury in that. And when your brain gets bounced around and you have a brain bleed...
Tumor and traumatic... Yeah. What are you doing? Wow. My goodness.
But after that, you have a lot of things happening in your brain, a lot of chemical reactions. You're angry, you're depressed. I mean, all kinds of things, crazy things happen. And I put my head on the pillow because I get up early, I work out, I do all the good things. When my head's on the pillow, I am out for the count. My husband will try and talk to me and I'll like go into dial tone. I'll be saying something and I'll just go, he's like, oh, I guess she fell. But after the accident, I couldn't sleep. And even with all my mindfulness practices, I was just ticked off. I'm like, I should be sleeping. And I really had a hard time. And it was really, and you need sleep to recover from a brain injury.
Yeah.
And so our wonderful chiropractor, Matt Peterson, he was helping coordinate my care. And he's like, you know, Lori does acupuncture for sleep. It's not just for pain.
Wow.
I'm like, what? And literally, I went and had the first treatment and I was asleep that night within 15 minutes.
Wow.
Still woke up at 3 o'clock and couldn't go back to sleep. But seeing her regularly, we got it back. And now it's normal.
Wow.
It's normal.
That's interesting.
So it's amazing. So it'll do a lot of things. But
okay. Well, I do want to come back to you. So I want to talk about, I want everybody to experience a little bit of Beth. So I want to do something. You have something prepared for us that I think we should all do together. And then afterwards, I just to give everybody a context to the rest of the podcast, we want to talk about your business and get into the business side and how did you get there and headwinds and wins and all the things. So. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do the guided meditation.
Let's do it. I think that would be awesome.
Okay, so let me explain what we're going to do. This is a guided meditation that's really short. And I invite you as listeners to either lower your gaze or close your eyes as we're doing it so that you can just be present. The key with mindfulness is being present because what we find through studies, and I worked with Dale Carnegie for a few years, every 7 seconds, regardless if you have attention deficit or not, every 7 seconds, you quit following what the person's saying or what's going on around you. You have to make an intentional effort. And so being present is really hard, but it doesn't have to be. We want to kick in our parasympathetic system. We do that through inhaling through our nose. It automatically triggers that. You know, we've got the amygdala back there. That's the fight or flight, which we need so that, you know, when the saber-toothed tigers were chasing us, we didn't die. But we don't need to have that always activated because we're stressed. We don't want that cortisol just pouring through our body. So by doing a guided meditation, what you may find, especially if this is your first time to do this, your mind may wander. And when I first did meditation, when it would wander, I would yell at my brain, stop it.
Yes.
Well, that's not helpful, right? It's not helpful. So instead, you recognize it. Oh, look. The squirrel went off this direction. I'm going to bring it back to my breath. Just every time you notice, and it may take a minute for you to notice that your mind has wandered, tie it back to your breath. Inhale through your nose calmly and your stomach will expand. It's belly breathing. Exhale. You can exhale through your mouth or through your nose. But just when your mind wanders, just take it back to the breath and don't judge yourself. Don't get mad at yourself. Just notice because that's a good step. You're noticing. So
you mentioned you work with Dale Carter. We have to open that up after this is done as well.
Okie doke.
But I had told Beth, I said, tonight, I've got performances tonight. I got performances tomorrow. We got a lot of things going on. And she's like, we've got to do this. So
we're going to do a guided meditation. Normally we have nice, calm music playing in the background, but it's not required. But
we could make it happen.
Okay. So we're going to now actually do the guided meditation. So what I'd like you to do, you can be seated or you can lay down on the floor if you're listening to this, whatever you'd like to do, but just get comfortable to where you're comfortable. Okay.
I should say we had our partner that does office furniture. It has a nice ergonomic chair for me here. So
you can relax. Unfortunately, Brian's on the hard chair.
I'm actually okay.
If you slide onto the floor, we'll pick you up when we're done. Okay. All right, so go ahead and either lower your gaze or close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out slowly. This is your moment, a gift to yourself to step away from the busyness of life. Together, we'll embark on a journey to a place of peace and tranquility, far from the chaos where the great calm awaits. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose, filling your lungs completely. When you exhale, say, ah. And exhale all the tension out, all the stress. Now come with me with your imagination. Imagine you're standing at the edge of a pristine dock. Before you is a beautiful cruise ship. And it's gently rocking in the water, waiting just for you. Step onto the ship now. Feel the solid wooden deck beneath your feet, sturdy yet swaying softly with the rhythm of the sea. Hear the sound of gentle waves lapping against the hull, the distant call of seagulls, and the hum of the ocean breeze. Breathe in deeply through your nose. Notice the scent of the sea, fresh, salty, invigorating. Feel the sun warm on your skin and the soft wind brushing against your face. This is your haven, your peaceful escape. If your mind has wandered, take another inhale and draw yourself back to this beautiful ship as it begins to glide smoothly across the emerald waters. Each breath you take matches the soothing rhythm of the cruise ship. Inhale deeply, letting calm fill every part of you. Exhale, release the tension and the worry. Now see the destination ahead, a tranquil emerald lagoon surrounded by lush greenery. The water sparkles under the sun like diamonds, inviting you to relax and let go. As the ship anchors, you are gently transported to a private beach. Visualize the soft white sand. It's warm under your feet, and a hammock waits for you, strung between two sturdy palm trees, and it's swaying in the breeze. Take another inhale as you settle into the hammock. Feel its gentle sway as it cradles you, supporting you completely. Tie your breathing to its rhythm. Inhale as you sway to one side. Exhale as you sway to the other. Back and forth, calm and peace. Notice how light and free you feel. The sound of gentle waves kissing your ears. The sun's warmth wraps you in comfort while the wind carries all your cares far away. Stay here for a moment, breathing in calm, exhaling peace. This lagoon is always here for you, a place you can return to whenever you need a break from life's busyness. Now, with your next few breaths, begin to return. Feel the hammock sway slow down. The sounds of the beach fading softly. Gently bring your awareness back to the room you are in. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Notice how rejuvenated and refreshed you feel, as though a great weight was lifted. Carry this calm with you throughout your day, knowing you can always return to your great calm cruise. Welcome back, and thank yourself for a moment for taking that break. How'd that feel?
I love it.
I love that. Oh, I actually, so every so often, me and my wife go to St. Croix, and there's like certain elements of what you were saying that I could really resonate with. And so I felt very there. Yeah, it was awesome.
I was like, you know me, because the cruise is definitely my happy place.
Oh my gosh.
Because I don't have to, it's just all done. So it's like being in a car for me, which, by the way, that's for a long time, that was the only place I could sleep. People say they can't sleep in the car. That's when I feel like, especially, you know,
as long as you're not driving,
I'm in the passenger seat, right? I'm no longer in control. And so something in my brain's like, you can't do anything, so you might as well relax. And that's the kind of concept with a cruise for me, is it's like, it's already done. I can do as much as I want or as little as I want, but I'm always moving. I'm doing something by doing nothing, because we're going somewhere, right?
So we need to put on our calendar business cruise.
Yes.
You teach marketing. I teach stress management.
Please.
And everyone that comes to your
you're invited.
Cruise
come.
Will go away brilliant and calm.
Okay. Let's talk about it. So, you guys, this is Beth, obviously. This is what she does. And so, and remind me, Beth, I think you're going to have some of these on your site, and you certainly have them as part of your service that you offer. But
yes, thanks to you, we'll have more guided meditations on my site.
Yes.
But it's always a part of the classes, the seminars. When I did a keynote in Arizona last March, I had 180 people there that we were doing this together, doing Tai Chi. And you literally felt the change in the room. And bless this company, they were so kind. In Arizona, my twins live there. And so they were able to come to the part that I presented. And when we got done, I talked to my kids. I loved what they said. They're like, Mom, you're really funny and you're really good at what you do. I could literally feel a difference. And I'm like, yeah, it only took you 26 years to realize how amazing I am. I mean, they love me, obviously. Yeah. But it's just when you experience it, it's powerful. And when you can experience it in a group, it's even more powerful, because that extra energy. You know, it's not woo-woo, it's science.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope the audio definitely comes through for everybody, that you get that little sneak peek and a little bit of meditation for your day as you watch this. But so let's do a quick transition. And I also want you to show us your show and tell here. Okay. But I want to talk a little bit about your business. So a lot of the people that listen and watch, they're business owners or they're marketers or they're, mm-hmm. you know, they're similar to like a BNI. This is a network of people that are trying to grow. We want to hear what's gone well for you in growing your business. What things have been tricky? What are some of your goals? How are you going to get there? Tell us a little bit about the business side of it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're all experts. Hopefully we're all experts in whatever our field is, whatever our niche is. And so we need to do the homework. And that's the tricky part, I think, in any business. But for me, I was really concerned because I don't want to do any harm. So I mean, like doctors, they have this creed, do no harm, right? I'm the same way. I don't want to say, yeah, you do this diet or do this exercise and you'll be perfect and healthy. Well, it's not, we're not all supposed to do these crazy MPX,
sure.
whatever those things
different.
Are, right? And certain foods too, like for me, gluten and dairy and refined sugar, they're not my friends, but I'm not telling everyone to stop eating bread, you
sure.
know? And so I had to do a lot of research, and it's tricky to expand into that. So I would invite business owners, when you think you've got it, look a little bit further, because there might be one or two more things that really will augment it to make it not only better, but it makes it uniquely yours. Like I mentioned, I'm only certified as a Tai Chi instructor.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a certified marriage and family therapist, even though we talk about social connection, but that's
sure.
not my expertise and I shouldn't be doing that. I'm not a certified nutritionist. I could be, but I don't want to delve into the macronutrients with every client. They can hire someone to do that, like you were saying, but they can learn, here's the basics, and most people can benefit from that. But if they have some difficulties, I make a point of surrounding myself with experts in those fields. So I have a certified nutritionist I can refer them to. I'm just now starting a connection with a personal trainer, because I'm not, you know, I can give you some basics, but I'm not going to train you. I'm not going to get down in your face and say, okay, five more, give it to me now, you know?
Yeah.
But I surround myself with experts. So we need to follow, as I think most people do, follow the experts in your field so that you can learn from them and then make it your own and be sure that it's still quality. I've gone down tracks of a variety of things, but I've really found that for me, the five pillars is powerful. And what's really interesting is I got a stamp of approval from Harvard Medical because they believe there's six things you need to do to prevent Alzheimer's, which once you've had a traumatic brain injury, your chance for Alzheimer's goes up dramatically. Although I'm not going to get it because my neurotherapist said I'm not. So I'm believing her.
There you go.
But it's my five pillars, essentially. Now, for the Alzheimer's, the nutrition piece is it's more of a plant-based diet and limited meats and more fish, that kind of thing, which kind of a Mediterranean diet kind of thing. But you need to be working out every day. You need to have social contact every day. You need to have restorative sleep. You need to have stress management. And the only thing that I don't have in my thing, but you get it anyway, is learning something new every day.
Yeah.
And so you do those six things and it literally protects your brains. Any of you out there, if you're afraid of dementia or Alzheimer's, do those things. Google Harvard Medical. They've got a $20 booklet that'll walk you through it. But we can prevent these things. We aren't destined. Our DNA is not our destiny.
Yeah.
And so learning those things is really important. And then studying, because you want to stay on the top of your game.
Okay.
So
you've obviously spent time building a product, building a service. You, right? And the curriculum that you have and all of the things that you can offer. But that's not the only thing you've done. I mean, so you've participated in BNI. Mm-hmm. That's been a large.
Yes. When I was learning how to start a business, I had five kids in the interim. I did the white collar crime for a while, then raised a family, five wonderful children, and they still love me in spite of the mediocre parenting that we all feel like we do, right?
Sure.
Even though we try our best. And then getting them through school. So I worked for a marketer. He was an internet marketer, like, I don't know, 20 years ago. Yeah. Can I say his name?
Surely.
Dave Fry, I love you. He was the one that helped me get my first book written because I worked for him, helped in theory, help him stay organized, but he was very passionate about marriage. So he created a marriageadvice.com site.
Oh, very cool.
And I was the author to a lot of that. And when I left his employment and moved here, he's like, he gifted me that, even though it was his work product technically, as I was getting paid to do it. And that was the beginnings of my book, 52 wow. Simple Strategies to Family Calm. So anyway, but I learned marketing from him.
Yeah.
And whenever he wanted to do an in-person event, he would always market to BNI chapters because he knew they were about relationships, about growing businesses that way. And so that's when I first got exposed to BNI. And I tried to do a lot of that on my own because I think I'm so smart. But I realized that once I joined a BNI, it put my marketing on steroids.
Yeah.
So when I left Texas, where we lived for 25 years and moved here 7 years ago, I waited a year to restart my business because I wanted to use BNI to do it.
Yeah.
And so I developed relationships and connections and everything. And so, and woven among all that was the last 9 years of my mom's life was in my home. So that changed what I could and could not do outside of my home.
Yeah.
But you can always have an iron in and fire. You can always have that dream. And so when I hit 50, I started my business. And then a few years later, mom joined us in our home. And that was an adventure.
Yeah.
And thankfully, we'll be forever grateful that we did it. And that she lived 9 years. We didn't think she would. She lived to be 92. This woman had emphysema, COPD, had been an alcoholic her whole life.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
And she lived to be 92. And so think how old I'm going to live, because I'm 120 in theory can live.
There you go.
People say, do you want to? I'm like, if you eat well and live well, you're not going to have all the extent of the aches and pains that many do. So anyway, you can evolve that and just have that be your best self. And so BNI was very helpful. But I am very connected to my community. And so I love being in the community. I give myself, my business away so much because I want to help people.
Yeah.
And so I would encourage people listening to this, look at things you're passionate about. For example, I love gardening. So I became a master gardener. Oh, that's something else I'm certified in. But in there, I also do a lot of volunteer work. But from that, they need the stuff I do, right?
Yeah.
I also am passionate about preventing suicide in our youth and substance misuse. Mm-hmm. And so I volunteer on a what's called North Valley's Communities That Care. In Utah, we've got lots of communities that care. They're tied to the county health departments, and we do prevention. And I'm a volunteer there.
Yeah.
And so I volunteer that way. I volunteer at the senior center teaching Tai Chi. But there's we teach a class that's called Tai Chi for Arthritis and Fall Prevention. It's approved by the Arthritis Association. And so we teach that. They do it for 8 weeks a year. I do it year round. I'm always over there helping. And then, like I mentioned, I'm at the prison once a month.
Yeah.
And so getting out there, volunteering, giving your services, because I've made so many cool connections with people that became clients or that became referral partners because I'm out in the community. So yeah. Whatever you love, whether it's soccer, pickleball, jujitsu, whatever it is, you can be out doing the things you love, but you can also make connections where you can grow your business too. Yeah. So be engaged in your community.
You might say that you've mastered, or at least you've done really well in the relationships, right? That's
yes.
That's a key part of mm-hmm. your business so far.
It is.
And now I'll also, I'm just going to share as well. Beth has made the next transition. So a lot of times, and we've talked about this on the podcast before as well, is business owners don't see themselves as business owners. They see themselves as specialists. They see themselves as, and that's how we all start. Mm-hmm. We got passionate about a thing. We know we can do something really cool to help people. Mm-hmm. We're going to market it and we're going to go out to the world. But to be a business owner of a thriving business that then you want to perpetuate, that will grow and continue to provide for you and your family throughout, you know, you do have to then move through, I wouldn't say past, but continue on from the passion of why you started and then create something that will grow, that will continue. And so you've started now as well some Facebook advertising and SEO and things like that. And with the intent to then be able to help more people and to do what you do well, reaching further and going farther. And as part of that, you offer, and I want to leave it up to you, but you have an offer going out right now for a particular class that you're trying to fill. Tell us a little bit about that real quick.
Okay. So it's an 8-week whole body alignment class. And in that 8 weeks, for the first 6 weeks, the first hour and a half of the class, we are literally doing that science-based resilience training that those sixth graders are getting. It's for all of us, but that's the first hour. The second hour, we talk nutrition and we delve into the nutrition. And that's for the first 2 weeks. We do nutrition plus the resilience. The third week, we add in movement with the resilience. The fourth week, more movement. Then the fifth week, we're getting close to the end of the resilience piece that takes a big chunk of the time. We talk about relationships, the social connection. And then on the sixth week, we're moving into the restorative sleep. And then the final week, we're working on mindfulness, just tying it all together yeah. and getting a plan going forward. And so it's really fun. I like doing it as a group because then you're not just having me coach you and my intern coaching you, but you each are commitment partners, like the resilience class that you took.
Right.
You have a commitment partner that you're following up with during the week. And we just do better when someone's with us in the journey.
Yeah.
And so, and we're helping kind of tweak things along the way too, because again, everyone's different, but it's really fun. And through all of that, we are doing Tai Chi and Qigong throughout each class, because that helps us be mindful. That helps us really get focused. And one of the many 700 studies, one of the studies found that when people are regularly doing Tai Chi, they automatically start seeking to do other healthy things.
Okay.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
So it just helps reinforce it.
So tell us what pain points, if somebody's listening to you today, what pain are they feeling that indicates that you're a good solution to help them remove that pain?
Physical pain, without a doubt, especially if you're getting headaches in our neck. We hold our stress in our neck because we're tightening up and everything. If you're noticing that and you just, like you've mentioned, Quinn, that, you know, you're aware of it, but you just can't get your mind off of it.
Sure.
You come and join us because we learn how to go through the wave of our emotion and just let it pass versus let it crash on top of us. So if you're noticing physical pain, if you're noticing emotional pain where you're just anxious or depressed or angry, we all kind of respond to stress differently. But just so you know from that class, anger is a secondary emotion. So if we're having emotions that we're like, where did that come from? We can, and because we're angry, there's something else going on underneath. Mm-hmm. And so when you start noticing that, you might already be going to a therapist and they're saying, yeah, you're doing really good, but you eat crap. So we need to get better nutrition in you and fuel in you.
Yeah.
So look at you don't have to just be a rabbit and eat salad all day long. I don't. Here's the simple trip. Eat the plate. eat the plate. And it's a lot easier than we think. And so just make one simple change at a time. So if you're ready to, you're ready for me if you're ready to actually do something. I'm not expecting 50 pushups. I'm not expecting 1,000 calories and working out 2 hours a day. But I walk you through, here's a list of simple changes. What ones do you want to start with? And we're going to work through them.
Yeah.
Quitting smoking would be at the end, right?
Sure.
But you're doing other things to where it's easy to do that. I worked with a client that was struggling with alcohol addiction and used my process. And magically, after a certain amount of time, that person announced, pouring their beer down the drain, that was my last beer.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying Amazing. This is the solution to addiction, but there is science behind how using Tai Chi and Qigong in addiction recovery minimizes the challenges that they face as they're withdrawing, as well as it helps them stay on the wagon. Excuse me, they stay sober 64% more than if they don't.
So I've definitely heard of Tai Chi, but I don't think I've heard of Qigong. What is Qigong?
Absolutely. Here's a little history. Qigong was created by Taoist monks over 2,000 years ago. When they began it, there was two components, a medicinal component and then a spiritual component. And they would just do these moves that we can't do while I'm sitting here, but just essentially with their movements, it would massage their innards, but it would also release and move energy that was stuck. They also would use energy arts to help that move as well. The spiritual side is when you're doing the same thing again and again, you don't have to think of it. Kind of like when you're on a swing, you don't think about, I'm kicking my feet forward and back. You just do it. When you do that, then you can meditate or you can pray and you can become present like we did today.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps amazingly with our mind and body. So that's Qigong. Tai Chi is underneath the umbrella of Qigong. It's the third component, and they added it about 800 years ago. It's a martial art. So it's a slowed down martial art. So when we're doing waving hands in clouds, we're really parrying a blow. If you're trying to punch me, I'm just parrying the blow. And so a lot of the movements either mimic nature or martial art movement. Like this beautiful shuttle is actually a throat punch. Okay. So, so there's things that you do by movement and with your breath and with your thoughts. And so that's what Tai Chi is and Qigong is.
Okay, very cool.
So if you're stressed and feeling physical components, if you've been to the doctor and they're like, okay, your blood pressure's up, your weight's up, you know, it's time to say, okay, I don't want to be that statistic. I don't want to have to take one more prescription. Not that prescriptions are bad. You may need to do that at first, but we can address it.
Yeah.
In a different way too.
So we've brought up Atomic Habits, a book here that I have right next to Dale Carnegie, which you had mentioned as well. But Atomic Habits has talked about, and we've brought that up in business, right? How you want to make the habit that you want to have happen enticing. And back in 2020, when I ran 1,000 miles, I allowed myself to watch garbage TV. That made it enticing for me to go and do that. And it may not have been the best reason, but it did get the job done.
It worked.
Beth also has a book, right? So we've talked about that. Part of her offer is if you go and sign up for this course, I believe that's part of the deal.
Absolutely.
So you get the book for free.
You get a copy of the 52 Simple Strategies for Family Calm, and it's one strategy a week. You can go through as fast as you want, but it's strategies on how you can have better relations with your family, with those around you. And there's several tips, and at the end, you actually journal and work on, okay, what am I going to do? I will give not an exclusion, but let you know it's religious based.
Sure.
So if that's triggering to you, then you don't want that book and you don't have to have that book.
Right.
But it is religious based because you have a higher power that helps you
sure.
in this.
So if somebody who is interested, you've mentioned the pain points that they're having and they want to fix that. How do they find you? How do they get started? Where do they claim this offer? What do they need to do?
The easiest thing is to go to my website. It's called thegreatcalm.com. Makes sense, right? Because we're trying to create a great calm and there's things we have to do. It's tied to when the tempest was raging and Christ calmed it, essentially.
Sure.
And we can do things to calm that great storm.
So, you know, we're on the precipice of the holidays and Christmas among them. This would be a great gift.
It would.
People can give this gift, both the book you can find on Amazon.
On Amazon, yep.
As well as these fantastic strategies to make changes in your life. What a great gift to help your family and not just things that we don't need, right? Well, Beth, we're rounding out. Is there anything else that you wanted to tell the people?
Show and tell.
Yes.
Show and tell.
Do you want to do your show and tell?
Okay,
yes, before. Yes, please.
All right, let me get, there it is. So some of you may have seen, there it is, a singing bowl before. This is actually hand hammered and it's beautiful. Wow. There's ones made out of crystal and stone and quartz and things like that, but this is a brass one. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to play it for you. The cool thing is science teaches us this. There's different frequencies. Think about it like when you're needing energy because you're vacuuming or you're doing yard work or something, you listen to fun rock music probably, right? Or show tunes, whatever.
Yes.
If you're needing to calm down, you might listen more to Beethoven or jazz or some instrumental music. But the interesting thing is there are specific things. Some of our great, like Beethoven and other great artists.
Composers.
Composers, thank you. They wove in specific things for specific frequencies. For example, the Lord's Prayer literally elevates your frequency. You don't have the song, the hymn. You don't have to sing it. You don't have to agree with the words in it. But just that music will do it. So I include that with my amazing son, who's a professional singer, singing it as a recording in many of the seminars I do because it elevates the room. And we go from the worries they brought to the event, and now we're going to talk about some solutions. And it just changes their mind for that. And so this is a frequency that elevates us that I'm going to play for you. So I'm going to
get
this away from me and here. So you can just tap it. And that's nice. You probably think of monks when you hear this. But now, hopefully you could hear and feel that.
I really enjoy that.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And so there's different tones that you can do, and I can still feel it vibrating, and even as I put my fingers closed on it. So that vibration, like I said, our molecules are always moving. Vibration through sound can be impactful for us as well. So that was one of my fun toys I wanted to bring to you today.
I love it. You guys, this is Beth Young with the Five Pillars of Health, and thegreatcalm.com is where you can find her. We are so grateful for her to have come. This is what you would experience, and certainly changes in your life are available. If you are a business owner or you are a marketer and you want to be featured on this podcast, hit us up at info@runleadgen.com. We can talk about what's working for you, what's not working for you. We can showcase you on this little community that we have. If you have questions, comments, concerns, you want to see something in particular, you have questions for Beth, you can leave them in the comments. And as always, go ahead and like and subscribe, share it with your friends and family, especially for the holidays. There's some great products here that you guys can use for gifts. And this is Run Lead Gen Radio, where we help you scale to success.